On Beacon Hill this afternoon, key members of the Baker administration briefed to lawmakers on a plan to shift their approach to the treatment of men at Bridgewater State Hospital. The plan comes after a number of patients at that facility died while in custody. Bridgewater is run by the State Department of Correction. WBUR's Steve Brown has more on the plan and reaction to it from patients and from legal advocates.
The goal in this case is to take Bridgewater State Hospital and transition it from what it is now into more of a mental health facility.
That's Public Safety Secretary Dan Bennett outlining the plan for the legislature's Committee on Mental Health and Substance Abuse. The state is asking mental health providers to submit bids showing how they would operate the facility with more of a treatment approach as opposed to punishment. The Department of Correction would continue to provide security, but it would be strictly mental health professionals and not correction officers who would interact with patients.
There's going to be more individualized treatment. There's going to be mental health treatment in a person center, trauma-informed recovery philosophy. There's going to be a goal of improving patients' overall level of functioning and preparing them for their successful transition and discharge from the Bridgewater State Hospital.
Bennett says to do this, the inmates at BSH who have been criminally sentenced by the courts will be relocated to a special annex at the nearby Old Colony Correctional Center, and that 170 to 190 correctional officers will be transferred to other facilities. That will leave only civilly committed patients and pretrial patients sent to Bridgewater by the court for observation. While DOC will still be in charge, Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutter says the Department of Mental Health will work closely on the changes.
There is an enhanced role for the Department of Mental Health, particularly on some of the areas that we bring the expertise to. We're not security experts, and no one would ever think we would be. But we do understand what a 24/7 psychiatric hospital looks like, what the treatment is inside of a hospital should look like.
While patient and inmate advocates like Christine Griffin of the Disability Law Center say the plan is a good start, they remain concerned Bridgewater will remain under the control of the DOC.
You can't change the culture by tinkering with component parts such as switching out vendors or subpopulations. The bottom line is that Bridgewater is a prison, not a hospital. A culture of punishment, not therapy.
Griffin says ultimately she'd like to see Bridgewater State Hospital brought completely under the control of the Department of Mental Health instead of corrections. That would require a change in state law. Bids for mental health vendors to operate Bridgewater State Hospital are due November 1st, with the contract set to go into effect in February of next year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.